Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Scope Podcast. Before we get into it, make sure you like and smash that subscribe button.
Got some jam there, do we, boys?
Reedy's got some jam.
Yeah, love that. We can still start straight off with that too, boys. There, but welcome back, Reedy. You've been in here before. Brycey, this is your first time. Obviously, you're part of the YKTR Sports family, though, bro.
Yeah,
bro. Thanks for coming in, boys.
Thanks for having us, boys.
We're going to kick off. This is obviously the Parapod. We've been talking about doing this for a minute, Brycey. Finally got around to doing it. Reedy, thanks for coming in as well. I want to start with me. It's all about me to start off with. I make my return on the weekend. As we know, we've been documenting on YKTR Sports. St Mary's is where you did your best work back in the day, Brycey. That's your junior club. Do you have any advice for me on my return to the game? And, you know, what part of the field should I be targeting? You know, I'm going to be playing on the left edge where I imagine you did, you know, played a lot on the left edge back in the day. You got any tips for me out there, bro?
Yeah, look, mate, I had some good times out at St Mary's, you know, had heaps of fun. And I reckon the most fun I had out there is probably on the grandstand side. So we probably have to play left edge in the first half and then switch over to the right.
Yeah, Grouse, that's the fundamentals, the guy from Queensland Cup. So you used to play against my brother too growing up. So I've known you for obviously a minute, Brycey. I remember used to watching you as a kid. Like, fuck, I'm under sixes, under sevens, under eights. So looking forward to getting back out there. I'd imagine it's going to be a big occasion for Western Sydney for me to return, boys. That's why I'm rocking, you know, this kit. Let's roll into the gratefuls. That's going to be my grateful. I've got a heap of kind words in the messages for my return. So I'm grateful for everyone that's reached out and wishing me well. Boys, you got anything you're grateful for, Reedy?
My shoulder's all good, so grateful for that.
Yeah, great.
Be back pretty soon, so.
Okay, we'll get into that a little bit after, a little bit more around the origin stuff as well. Brycey?
Yeah, probably just grateful for my kids, bro.
Yeah.
Been spending a lot of time with them lately and, you know, it's nice to be back home and, yeah, just been hanging out with them, you know, when I'm not training or not playing. So, I'm grateful for my children.
Yeah, Grouse, they will spend a little bit of time with them as well. And, I'm going to roll in about, you know, you seem like you're in a really good place at the moment and really happy. But what you touched on there a little bit, Reedy, unfortunately you had that injury after, it was like a bittersweet moment that week for you. You're going to Origin camp. I've got written down here, you started the fucking season unreal. You get into Origin camp, you get released to come back for play for Newcastle, against Newcastle, and you injure your shoulder. So where's that at now? How's it all feeling? Do you have a target date?
Yeah, it was pretty roller coaster week, to be honest. The week was awesome, but coming back to play and then getting injured wasn't great, I guess, because I was supposed to go back into camp the next day.
Yeah.
I guess the footy gods were good to me. Well, they weren't good to me, actually.
Yeah.
My shoulder's all right. Just a couple of weeks rehab. We're good, lucky we got a few buys in the next few weeks, so sort of take them.
It's a good little period to come back.
Yeah, and then probably a bit of a freshen up for myself. And then, I think there's 8 weeks to go, hopefully when I'm back and going into the finals. So, yeah, it's all good.
Yes, yeah, so let's go back to the start of the week too. So going into Origin camp, I said at the start of the year, me and Lukey talk about he's a massive Parramatta fan. I reckon, you know, if you don't play, and not just saying this because you're here in those first couple of games, I think you really straighten it up. Your game's gone to another level, I feel like. I think the rules are really suited, you know, a player like yourself. Like when I used to watch you play, I used to sort of compare you to a guy like Jake Friend. Like you know what you're going to get out of him every week, but you've developed such a nice little pass around the ruck, you know, linking up with Junior early on. Is it something you've focused on in the last couple of years, or you always felt like you've had that and the rules have sort of helped you with it?
Yeah, I just think a bit of experience as well has played a huge part of it and probably a bit of confidence as well. And, I always train hard in the preseason, but I really wanted to focus on, you know, the attacking style of thing. Running laps is pretty easy, you know what I mean, in a way. It's not easy, I'll tell you that. A few M-drills is not fun, you can get through it, you know what I mean? The pretty stuff, the attacking is something I need to go take to the next level. And obviously having Joey Johns there, pretty much like, you know, three or four times a week at training was really good. And then obviously Brad and the halves and that gave me, you know, confidence to pick my moments. And, you know, I played, you know, 60, 70 odd games now. I sort of had to ramp it up. And I sort of always thought I always had it there.
Yeah.
It was just me probably having confidence and probably taking pressure off myself. You know what I mean? That's what I feel I've had this year is just haven't had any pressure. I just feel pretty not comfortable, but like just backing myself.
Well, you mentioned the spine in particular. I reckon that stands out as well. Like not only the experience that you've got playing a lot of footy, but apart from whether it be any sort of injuries, really, it's been you, Dill, Mitch and Gutho.
Yeah.
You know, I think there was a period there where like Hainsey was around and Normie was around and there was a lot of changing and swapping. And it looked like, you know, that you didn't really have a set combination. Now, you know, use of the guys.
Yeah, I think it's keeping the combos there. And, you know, us four pretty much, we trained a lot in the off-season together. You know, knowing each other's roles and what Mitchy does good and what Dill does good, you know what I mean? So, obviously it takes time and the time is sort of, it's come to, we played a fair few games together now, a couple of years, and I think this year it's been pretty good. I think we've had good combinations and, you know, Dill was out for a few weeks and then Mitchy sort of stepped up and Gus stepped up and then Dill come back. Flying against Newcastle. Even ran we'll talk for about like 400 metres or something.
Yeah, your last couple of weeks, he looks like he's had a bit of a chip on his shoulder about missing some footy. The last little thing, the week before we get on to you, Brycey, sorry. Just the week of Origin, you know, what was that like? Getting around some of those players as well, you know, getting the feel, getting the proper taste of camp.
It was obviously on the Sunday, I sort of got told that I might get a phone call or not and got the phone call like 9 o'clock at night. It was a long day. It was unreal. It was probably everything that I expected, you know, Queensland kid growing up, going on the fan days and that. You see the Queensland bus and what happens inside the bus, you know what I mean? It was mad and probably just even more hungry now.
Yeah.
More than anything. That's probably why I'm itching to get back just to play footy and try and put myself in the picture again. But, yes, unreal and, just want more of it pretty much. Yeah,
it's a good little period for Queensland because you're in that, like, you got a nice – core group of young players that could all be coming. Like you talk about your combinations with Dill and Mitch at club level. If you can get some combinations going, guys like Harry, you know, Reece Walsh and Sam Walker and all that coming.
Yeah, 100%.
With that experience of having guys like, you know, Prez and Chaz will probably suit you even more so when you're next couple of years and you keep progressing. But on to you, Brycey. One thing I wrote down straight away, bro, and just being around you, you look like you're really happy. It was a bit of a disruptive, you know, sort of 18 months, you know, on and off the field for you, you know, being a mate. But, you know, since you've come to Para, could sort of see that energy that you had straight away last year in preseason, bro. You looked happy you probably want to be starting most, but you've got a nice little spot there where you're coming off the bench and can play a few different roles.
Yeah, it's been good, mate. You know, I've enjoyed being back home from day one as soon as I got here. I was around family and friends and as soon as I got down here, I just started training again, you know, trained with Roger Fabry and did some work with Troy Savage too.
Speed Goat.
Yeah, the Speed Goat.
Shout out to Sav too.
Troy Savage, working on the hammies and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I think that's helped me out a lot as well, doing all that kind of stuff with Troy and learning off him as well. So, you know, I'm grateful for him as well. And, like you said, it's just been easy. As soon as I got there, I knew half the boys anyway, growing up playing against them or playing with them in rep teams, and you know, everyone made me feel at home from the get go, and it was sort of my last shot, you know, in the NRL. I thought, you know, no one came knocking on the door, and I had a meeting with Brad, and you know, I love what he was about, and he was really honest with me, and just everyone at the whole place there cares, and it just made me feel at home from the start, and you know, I think when you feel like that, you want to be at your best, and you don't want to let anyone down, and you know, every day at training I'm just trying to do my best, and you know, I'm having fun, I'm happy, you know.
Yeah,
like I said, I got my kids back here, and got some really close mates as well, so yeah, it's been an amazing couple of months there, and you know, hopefully I get to stay there a little longer.
Yeah, for sure. One thing I want to touch on, obviously, like what people don't realize, I think sometimes when you play this game and things are going tough or whatnot, like being up in Gold Coast and being away from friends and family, like you can't just get in the car and drive and go see family or some of your closest mates. And when you look back at the Gold Coast times, you said you enjoyed it up there though in Gold Coast, and you got along with everyone up there. It was just like you just needed to be home. Was that sort of the main?
Yeah, I had a great time up there. Obviously, you know, not on the field and form wise, but I made some great friends up there. You know, one of my best mates now still is Petey, and you know, still talk to him every
day. Head noise.
Yeah.
How's he going over there?
It was a roller coaster with him every day, mate. Yeah. You know, he lived around the corner from me, and so we were together pretty much every day, every minute. And he probably wasn't playing his best footy too, so I think that's why we connected a lot more. We went through some hard times together, and Spent a few nights together, and we bonded really well and got along really well. So I think we, you know, it was a perfect balance. He was a bit of a roller coaster, and I was a bit more chilled. So we sort of balanced each other out.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's going good over there. He did a tough for the first couple of months. He didn't have Jade and the kids, so he's got them there now, and he seems pretty happy. They're not going too well, but at least he's got his family there now, and you know, I'm keep in touch with him every day. So you know, I'm happy for him.
Yeah, I try to send out a message to him myself, just because one of the players said he went through a bit of a tough day there at training, and then they pulled. Did you see that video when they pulled that chair out underneath him?
I think that was like the day after.
He's like, fucking hate England. Mate, when he, like, Reedy, if you, like, it's such a cool experience to go over and play over in the Super League, but, you know, when you talk about dark days when you're up from Gold Coast, your dark days when you're over there and you're a fucking 23-hour flight away from coming
home.
Yeah. It's completely different. But onto the positives, like I said, with Parramatta, I wrote in a little article, I was talking about how some of these rules set certain types of players. I think, you know, ideally, obviously, you want to be starting, but like coming off the bench with that role that you had, even filling in for Reedy at one point, and you played.
He's not going there again. Yeah,
it wasn't that good.
I know you don't enjoy it.
It took him four seconds to pass the ball. I mean,
it was a long way down the ball.
You gas out. I had to do it one game over in the Super League as well, and I said, fuck, I got about 5 minutes, and I said, nah, bro.
Yeah, well, just on that, like, you just don't realize how hard of a job it is to play hooker. Like,
yeah.
You're making 50, 60 tackles a game, and then you've got to chase after the ball.
It's legit the most thankless position, I reckon. And then you're just expected to make 50 tackles. Yeah.
You got someone like Mitch screaming at you to get the ball out in the front, and he needs it there straight away. Yeah,
on the money, on the chest.
And I'm bending over, picking it up. It's taking 5 seconds, sending him spirals.
Yeah. But, like, on that role, sort of, are you enjoying that part of the role, coming off the bench and being, like, you know, you must you're a very versatile player, so to be able to, I reckon it's so important, bro, having like a guy, like I said, you want to be starting, but to have a player like yourself, guys like Connor Watson who can come on and play that about four or five different positions, so probably something you pride yourself on as well?
Yeah, definitely. It probably helps. I've played every position from a young age, and it's just something that's happened to me coming through. I've been thrown into every different position, and it's just something Brad said that I might need to do going forward. And, you know, obviously Ice has been playing unreal, and would be nice to start, but what he's doing at the moment, it's unbelievable. He's obviously been the buy of the year.
You still would probably be in the top five, I reckon.
Thanks, bro.
That's not top three.
But yeah, he's been unreal, and probably, you know, people don't see how hard he works at training or the little extra things he does, and not just during the preseason, but during the year, you know, just the little things, the stretching, the recovery, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, he throws the weights around too. He throws some ridiculous numbers around in the weight room. So, it's been good. You know, it's makes my job a lot easier coming off the bench when our forward pack's ripped in. You know, our forward pack's unbelievable. You know, running off the back of Junior or Reg, and then got someone like Murata coming on You know, those type of guys. So it's, you know, I'm just ready to be thrown into whatever I need to do on the field and do the best I can.
Yeah, speaking about that forward pack in particular, like I said, with Reedy, got used off to a really nice start. When I thought, in particular in the backs, it took a little bit for the backs to get into it and the combinations with the halves. You had a really hot start other than the ambush when Mudders, Corey Norman got you. Because we went to dinner the night before in Parramatta too. He just reckons he had to just make sure that his presence was felt within Parramatta before he played night. Yeah. We went to Mama's and Papa's the night before for a feed. He just wanted to get back out there. And he said he was ready for an ambush. But apart from that, you know, you dropped two teams that are going to be thereabouts at the end of the year. But then bounced back nice with a couple of wins. What did you address? What do you think? You know, how do you take that next step now? You're getting the job done against the teams that are lower in the ladder, but when you come up against Manly and South, you know, what did you talk about? What did you take out of those two games in particular?
Probably just goes to show how hard NRL is to play so well consistently. I think we went, eight or nine games straight. And then come against Dragons, who played really well, to be honest. Can't take that away from them. But probably games we probably lost ourselves, you know what I mean? I don't think it was our footy. It was probably just, you know, being not competitive. I don't know what it would be.
I thought you just played well in the Manly game in particular, like, but fucking...
It's just a nice few of our moments, really.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Them in an NRL game are crucial. But yeah, it just goes to show you need to be up for it every week.
Yeah, those top teams.
Just like... this weekend, you know, Bulldogs got off a good win last week, and I mean, they're just going to compete. We just got to worry about, well, I'm not playing, but you know, the boys just got to just control themselves and
yeah, I think with the Manly game, the Manly one was a tough one because we spoke all week about the Trbojevic brothers doing a job on them and, you know, limiting what they do, and we didn't do that. And, you know, as you've seen the result, those two had a field day out there, and that's probably something we speak about during the week, is focusing on a few players that we need to stop. And in those, probably the couple of games that we lost, we didn't do a good enough job on that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, you know, obviously they played with a lot of emotion on that day. Obviously, yeah. You know, Bob Filton passed away that morning.
It was going to be a big game for him.
I think Jake Trbojevic's 150th game or something like that. So they played
There's a few milestones for, like, Turbo's played 100 in the last couple of weeks. Cherry's playing his 250th this week. Fucking milestone. Yeah. It's good, to get them up for the games. But yeah, you mentioned the Bulldogs game. I reckon it's a bit of a danger game going for you as well. You got Dogs into a bye, into, without looking too far ahead, the Battle of the West, you know, coming up in a couple of weeks after Origin. We should have, both teams should have the full array of stars. So, you know, how do you sort of focus in on the Dogs, especially after you've seen them, you know, ambush Dragons? Is that enough? Like, seeing them fucking do a number on the Dragons to say...
I just think you just got to take the bye next week as a rest.
Yeah.
And just really, the boys will go after them, I guess. Use the bye as...
Yeah, this one's an important one going into a bye. You want to win this one before you go on the bye, because it's, you know, it's 4 points, especially coming to the Battle of the West out at Penrith.
Yeah.
That's going to be a cracker of a game. And, you know, that's everyone's dream, Western Sydney kid. You know, obviously I'm on the other end now.
Yeah.
But, you know, Penrith Power hate each other. It's just always been how it is.
That's one thing we've talked about as well.
Is it at Bankwest?
It's out of Penrith.
It's out of Penrith. Yeah, it's one thing I've talked about. Like, we've talked about how they potentially, if there was divisions and rivalries, like, rivalries should be, like, way stronger. Because for us, growing up out west, like, really, which was your, did you have, like, a rivalry up in Queensland too with, like, junior clubs or anything like that?
Yeah, junior clubs. Yeah, it was a couple. Yeah, it's probably two main.
Like, more of that stuff. Because, like, when you grow up at Penrith, up until about SG Ball, like, you hate playing Parramatta. Yeah. Parramatta hate playing Penrith. And then that sort of dies in the arse. Like, you probably still feel it as a fan basis for Penrith and Parramatta. Mm. But outside, like, watching it as a casual fan, these games should be so much bigger than what they are, I reckon.
I think it changes now because as you get older, people switch from different teams.
Yeah.
And there's not so many juniors there anymore. Yep. Whereas when you're playing in the Harold Matts and the SG Ball, it's pure Penrith boy versus Parra boy. And but it is still there. It is definitely, like, you can feel the... You know, the hate in the game.
Yeah, that'll be a big game, Penrith.
Yeah, for
sure. That'll be huge. It'll be sold out, I'm assuming it would be pretty close.
Before we finish with a couple of questions for a giggle, how do you, going into, you know, after this week, going into Origin 2, how do your Queenslanders pull back 50 points, Reedy?
I don't know. I'm probably not the person to ask right now.
Throw you back in there with a bung
shoulder.
The
good thing is there's three games for a reason, so...
Yep.
I think they just got
to... This is the way Queensland like it too, I reckon.
Yeah, I think...
Underdog. Yeah.
I reckon that they'll bounce back and... Yeah.
No one probably expects
it. We'll go to game three, I reckon.
Yeah.
It'll be close this one.
Anything can happen at Suncorp.
Because even for game one, like when you looked at New South Wales team, they had such a good team, but everyone's like, nah, fuck that. I'm going to stop calling Queensland underdogs because they come back and bite you in the ass like they did last year.
Yeah.
But now they've got... They're in their wheelhouse down back at Suncorp.
It should be cracker.
All right, boys, we have a bit of a giggle to finish off with. Like I said, I think you're prepared for these questions. So if both of you boys, you don't have sisters?
I got a sister.
Oh, you got a sister. Yeah. Oh, so it's always good when someone's got a sister because it means a little bit more. If in your team, out of the boys, which player would you never, ever let date your sister and why?
There's a couple that come to mind. Dill Brown has to be up there. Surely. He has to be. Yeah. Sleazebag.
Yeah.
Sivo. A couple of them.
There's
boys.
A bit of a list.
There's a list. Yeah.
There's probably more than one handful.
There's a few grubs in your team.
Yeah. There's a few nice guys too. But
a few nice guys.
What about Bryce for your fake sister? Or did you have a why? Or was there any more?
Nah, that's it. Mate, I wouldn't probably throw this bloke in there either. Not at all.
I'd look after him.
Yeah, they all say that.
Dill Brown. I love Dill, but I'm not going to say why, but I'll put Dill there.
I think we can read between the lines. So what about who's the good guys? Who would you let date your sister? Ooh. This is always this can be a hard one as well for the boys, because then you got to have a good think about this too.
Yeah, right? Wow.
And why? Who would you let date your sister and why? Who are
maybe
the good
like
guys?
Maybe like a brownie?
Yeah.
Just
Real caring. You know, who
probably trust
yeah, just loves
him.
Helping, yeah. Like, yeah. Just does doing
he?
Shit. Like,
I don't really know Brownie that much, yeah. But he comes across as like an aggressive. Is he a bit of a softie?
Nah, he's off,
nah,
the,
off
nah,
the field.
Off
yeah,
the field. Nah,
he's been softie.
Nah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I reckon Brownsville will say.
Yeah.
Maybe Brownie.
I know Ice has obviously got a girlfriend, but someone like Ice.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, true gentleman, you know, nice guy. You can tell he cares about people, so.
Yeah, generally the guys that have had misses for a long time, they're normally the
those
people.
Boys.
All right, and the last question and the most important one, although it's a two-part question. So, you know, I've had a bit to do with BA in my time at Manly too, so who's his favourite at the moment?
Mm. Oh, there'd be a couple. Yeah, you can't go past Guff,
can't
Guffo.
Go past
he loves Guff. He still loves Guff. He was a fan of Guff even back in the day.
Yeah. He's... Guth all over.
Yeah, they're inseparable, those two.
Mitchie, I wouldn't put past Mitchie.
Yeah. Guth and Mitchie. Guth and Mitchie, for
them
sure.
Them two. Makes sense, though.
Yeah, it's a nice little time.
Yeah, makes sense.
I thought two Jacob Arthur might be close.
Yeah, a little closer. Yeah, it'd be close.
But then the last little bit, speaking of his favourite son, Gutho. Gutho said, I wasn't a chance of getting BA on the podcast. And then BA agreed to it. And then pulled out last minute at the start of the season for preparation purposes to start the season. And, you know, he's not a big fan of doing these podcasts, but do you think, you know, collectively we can get him on the podcast, boys? Do you think I'm a chance?
I'd like to see him on it, eh?
Yeah.
I like listening to BA.
I reckon so it'd be good, but I reckon it'd be hard.
It'd be
a hard man to get.
It'd be hard to get him.
It's hard for him to get him to talk about himself. That's the thing. Yeah. Like, when you get him on those shows, I know what he's like, and he's a pretty, like...
He's just black and white. There's
no way you'll get him during the season, I reckon.
Yeah.
Maybe off-season. No, off-season, he spends his time in Bali. The whole time.
Yeah, he does go to Bali. Yeah. Bro, that's... So speaking of Bali, so when we were at... when I was playing at Parramatta, he was our assistant coach, and he was interim coach when Stephen Kearney got fired. And I ran into him in Bali in the off-season. He's the one that got me over to Manly.
Oh, yeah.
That's why, man, fucking, I've got a pretty good relationship with him. Mm. Like, he helped me heaps. Like, I was a bit like you, wasn't sure like where I was going to go, Brycey, and thinking about going over the Super League. And then he went to Manly as assistant coach and he said, oh, what are you doing? And I said, I've got nothing planned. So I was just fucking knocking down a few bin tanks, about to get straight from Bali to the UK, and then he saved my career as well. So on that, I'm hoping that he'll come on the podcast, like you
good
said.
Luck.
Hopefully.
Yeah, we'll have a word to him tomorrow.
Maybe, have a word to him for me, boys. But good luck on the weekend, boys, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks for having us, bro.